with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guy Show each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network on the Cumulus Broadcasting System. We welcome our friends out in Flint, 1330 Sports Extra and 1570 Super Talk. We are smoking up your backyard on a Memorial Day weekend. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, welcome back to the Grilling Guys. We also want to welcome in WTKA, the voice of the Wolverines. We are now on in Ann Arbor. And Brian Fonger does a fist pump here. He's a big Block M guy. And this fella on the line, I'm not sure if he's a big Block M. My guess is going to be he is probably one of those Irish fellas. But anyway, we're going to shoot down right now to Battle Creek, Michigan, and talk to our great friend and sponsor, Tim Surprised. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Jop. Good morning, Bob. How are you this morning?
So what's your school of choice? We already know your beer of choice.
Well, you know, I try to spread the love, so to speak, here in Michigan. We're blessed with some great universities, so at the risk of offending anyone, I just will say that both my kids will end up being graduates from the University of Michigan. So if I happen to lean a little bit towards maize and blue, that's probably the reason why, but got a lot of friends that are state fans and a lot of friends that are Western and Central, Eastern, et cetera, et cetera. Great, great college community here in Michigan.
It sure is. And we want to talk a little bit about some of the great new beers you've got. And we're talking with Tim Surprise, who is the owner of Arcadia Ales in Battle Creek. If you have never been there, it's worth the trip. And you've certainly seen that that logo in beer stores now all over the Midwest, not just Michigan. But your brand is prolific.
Well, we're still a small player. There's a great beer culture going on. You guys have been a big advocate for those of us that are in the craft beer scene, and it's really exciting now in Michigan. There's a lot of growth, and people are choosing their local beer, and there's a lot of flavor. There's a lot of culture that goes with it. So it's a great fit with barbecue. So what a great marriage it is, huh?
It sure is, and you understand both very well. As I've seen the smokers on your patio, you know, when you're smoking, you always need a big finish.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, that's a perfect lead-in. You guys ought to be in radio or something. But no, actually, we did recently. We released a beer that we made for the Kalamazoo Marathon called the Big Finish. It was a fundraiser for that nonprofit group. It's been a great event. This is its second year. It's a 22-ounce bomber of a blonde ale, really light, crisp, and refreshing. And you could probably find it mostly in the Kalamazoo Grand Rapids areas where we made it available. There might be some other locations in other parts of the state, but awesome beer and one particularly well-suited for the warm weather.
Yes, I like my blondes in the summer. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we are broadcasting here out of Grand Rapids today. We're talking with Tim Surprise. You're being heard, Tim, all over the state of Michigan, now in 12 stations. And it's just so great to be able to promote products like yours. And I don't say that because we get to drink your beer all the time. I say it because you just happen to... You've got so many beers that really hit the sweet spot for me. I think, of course, you know my passion for Whitson, but my goodness, I've really become very fond of your IPA recently, and I never played with it a whole lot before, and I've really gained an appreciation for your IPA. Tremendously smooth, and I think sometimes in the past I might have been drinking it out of the bottle. You can't drink an IPA out of the bottle. And that's just a rule, in my opinion. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know about out of the bottle. I always prefer drinking a beer out of a glass.
Yes.
I get a chance to, you know, get a little bit more of all the other senses involved, including looking at it and having a chance to smell it and get an aroma, plus the obviously the taste. But, you know, I'll say something about that IPA, Bob, and that is I consider that to be one of the most balanced beers out in the Michigan market right now, and so it doesn't surprise me that you've kind of gravitated towards it, because it's got a little bit of the best of both, a nice malt profile, but it's also balanced very nicely with a very solid citrusy, almost piney hop bitterness, but not over the top in either capacity. Not too sweet, not too hoppy or bitter. So it makes it very eminently drinkable. But I have to go to one other product that we just recently got out into the marketplace in 12-ounce bottles and has been available in draft for a while. And what reminded me of that is when I heard you on the air earlier talking about you've got some ribeye steaks that you're going to fire up over the weekend, right? Well, we've got this Beecraft Black Double IPA. And this is a unique beer. It's a double IPA, so it's going to have a little bit more body, a bit more malt, and a lot more hop punch to it. But because it takes the best of a roasted beer, like a roasted barley, chocolate malt, black patent malt, what you would normally get in a stout or a porter, and we balance that with a huge, big floral and citrusy hop character. And I can tell you that when you fire up those ribeyes and you get a nice little caramelization and a little crust with some spice on top of that meat, try that with a Beecraft Black and you're going to see a wonderful combination.
Well, that sounds beautiful. I don't think I've ever tried that. That really sounds tasty. I've only had one other black IPA and I liked it. I don't remember where it was, but it's impressive and a rather rare beer in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those beers that has a lot of versatility, I think it's going to go particularly well with what you put on the grill. And for that matter, I know you got some chicken breasts you're gonna fire up as well. You're gonna find that beer probably marries up very nicely with just about anything off the grill.
Oh, that sounds excellent. So is that out in distribution right now?
It is. It's in four packs of 12-ounce bottles. And you should be able to find that wherever better beer is sold. And thankfully, here in Michigan, there's lots of places like that.
And that's called Beecraft Black.
Yeah, Beecraft, B-C-R-A-F-T.
Great.
And a quick little story. We had a great assistant head brewer that did an awesome job for us for years. And he and his wife had to move out to the West Coast a year and a half ago. And he made such an impact on our company that his name was Kevin Beecraft, and although it was spelled differently, we decided to name a beer in his honor. So, but it's been very, very popular.
Excellent. Well, listen, go give Marty a big hug from the Grilling Guys, and get to work and get some food on the grill.
Hey, congratulations on all your success, and for all those people out in the eastern part of the state or throughout the state outside of Grand Rapids. You're going to really enjoy tuning into these guys every week. They're great friends. You'll learn a lot, and it'll get you inspired to be about your grill, about your smoker, and making sure you got great beer to go with it.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Okay. All the best to you, guys.
All right, Tim, you have a great holiday weekend. Take some time, put your feet up, and enjoy one of those Whitsons. That's my favorite, everybody knows.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Bob. Have a great Memorial weekend.
All right. Okay. That was our friend Tim Surprise from the Arcadia Ales Company in Battle Creek. Seriously, if you have not been down there, he's got a full restaurant associated with the brewery. Got some great recipes. Huge barbecue down there. He's got wood-fired pizzas, got a barbecue out back that he cooks commercially.
The boy knows low and slow.
He does, and he's got some great food. Just a great place to go down there and try a beer-barbecue combination, and his people are very educated. But coming up next, we're going to be talking with Wally Maurer from Domain Berry and Cellars, and we're going to break down some of these recipes on these vegetables that are maybe in your pantry, or rather your crisper. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.